I want to turn our attention back to the crypto market, though, as, of course, regulators have been stepping up their game. So who's out there defending the U.S. industry against all of that attention? Well, there is one senator out there, Senator Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania, continually defending crypto against regulation and raising new questions in terms of why it could be bad to attack an industry that could bring more jobs and attention back here in the U.S. And for more on that, I want to bring on Yahoo Finance's Jennifer Schonberger, who was able to speak with Senator Pat Toomey to weigh in on some of those changes being pushed by Congress. Jennifer, what did we learn?
Hey there, Zach. Senator Pat Toomey telling me in an exclusive interview he is prepared to fix the broad definition of what constitutes a cryptocurrency broker as currently contained within that hard infrastructure bill. Now, the House of Representatives is meeting right now for legislative business to determine when to schedule a vote on that bill. Under the current legislation, a cryptocurrency broker is defined broadly, allowing the IRS to target everyone from miners to developers and others as brokers, even if they don't have the customers or the necessary information to meet tax reporting requirements. Senator Toomey had worked with other senators as well as the Biden administration to construct a narrower definition. However, that never made it into the bill. Take a listen to what he told me.
No, I absolutely want to fix this. The language is badly flawed. It would impose, it could impose reporting requirements on participants that have no ability to even comply with the reporting requirements because they don't have the information that the requirements would impose. So completely unreasonable. No, my hope and the one good thing I can report is, you know, we did reach a consensus on what the solution was. It was a procedural problem that prevented us from getting our fix adopted. So that means we still have the opportunity to fix it. We'll have to do it in subsequent legislation if they pass the infrastructure bill in its current form. But I certainly hope we'll have the opportunity to do that.
Now, I also asked the senator whether he supports the Biden administration's proposals to regulate stablecoin issuers as banks. He says he's not on board with that. He says Congress should come up with another type of framework, though unclear what that is at this point. Though he did tell me, quote, we have to think long and hard before we add something onerous. Zach, that full interview coming soon. Back to you.